sound set.
Like, you know, it's celebratory. You gotta be real celebratory.
Boop, boop.
Golden State just won. I mean, they won a couple of days ago, but they won, though. Like, that's the whole point. Let's do it. Let's get it. Welcome to the Occasional Hoopers. You already know what it is. I'm your host, Smooth Motherfucking Johnson. Coming to you live with my, you know, co-host, the amazing, the producer, my guy, the one and only. Go ahead.
Yo, it's me, Darnell. Follow me at ChaseX Mills on the Instagrams, on the Snapchat.
Hey.
You feel me?
And you can find us at Instagram at T the Occasional Hoopers, just like that, at the Occasional Hoopers. Find us on Twitter, it's T_O_Hoopers. You know, I had to get that one in there. And on Facebook, we are T-O Hoopers. You gotta find us just like that. So we started off talking about the championship. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting a sweep, though.
I thought Warriors in five.
Really?
Yeah, because I knew the Cavs didn't stand no chance, bro.
I felt like Warriors in six. Because I thought LeBron could get at least two.
If LeBron would have won game one, I could have seen six. But the moment they lost that one, I knew it was over with. No hope. I had no hope for them.
I mean,
because they got thrashed game two. Game three, they fought but lost in the end. And then game four, they gave up.
Well, so game four,
it could have been 2-2.
All right, before we even get into game four, let's go back to game one. I'm going to go to game one, right? Steph was going off. Steph was wetting shit up. Steph was dropping shit. And when I mean dropping, it was just dropping from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, and Steph was guarding LeBron on every switch, it seemed. Like, I guess Tyron was trying to get them to expose Steph and his defensive weakness, but it low-key backfired on them.
It did.
LeBron dropped 51 for sure.
Yeah, LeBron was murdering everybody that stepped in front of him. But KD didn't want no smoke.
KD didn't want no smoke. KD, but they lost.
KD was, every time LeBron had the ball, that nigga was on the opposite side of the court. Like, KD, you know you're supposed to be guarding him, right?
KD got
to
save his energy for offense. That's the whole point, I think, honestly, bro. Because Iguodala, Draymond Green, they supposed to take that.
Klay tried to guard LeBron. LeBron babied his ass. Showed the height, like, the slow-mo him, like, posting Klay up. And Klay was like,
Klay not big enough for that.
Klay was having all he can handle. Like, I know his face said it all. He was like, Every time LeBron bumped him, he was like, oh my God, why is he so strong?
Klay's a grown man, but he's a great two-way player. But yeah. LeBron's 6'8", 200-something.
260. Everybody always I don't know why when people talk about LeBron, they be like, he's 6'9", 270. LeBron is 6'8", 260 pounds.
Is he 260?
Yeah.
Legit.
Like, okay. Solid 260.
All right.
He might be lower than that, but everybody want to make him bigger than what he is, but I think he's 260.
I mean, they always, you know.
Because when he was thin, he was 240. He buffer now, so I give him 260. I'm not going to go 6'9", 270, all that shit that everybody else does.
I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's not that they add the extras to them, but they got to. I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, game one, though, LeBron, look, the man go for 51 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nothing more you can ask for from him but to make better basketball plays. And not better plays as in the actual play he does, but I mean play as in decision. Mm-hmm. Because what I just feel like, we talked about this shit earlier, talking about it now. The last play, don't give it to George Hill. You got, look, Steph dropped 29.
Mm-hmm.
You guarding Steph, bro. You been guarding Steph in terms of every switch. You and Steph low-key end up around each other. You know, Steph guards you guard Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you not take How tall is Steph? 6'1"? 6'2"?
6'3".
6'3"?
On a good day.
Like 180? 190?
Yeah, 6'3", like 180.
Come on, dog. That's really light work.
That's barbecue chicken.
That's he's barbecue make the, chicken.
He made the right basketball play in the time.
Man, dog.
George Hill did a hard cut to the basket. Nobody was around him. He threw the ball. Clay fouled him. They was in the bonus. He got the free throws. Now, in hindsight, you say, no, don't pass him the ball.
George Hill had 7 points.
He cut so hard that he had to get the ball because that would have been a layup.
He had 7 points the whole game.
At least he scored.
So, wait. So, what you're telling me is, this is what you're telling me.
It don't matter. He could have had 0 points. If you cut hard to the basket and you open, I'm going to throw you the ball.
If we
come on.
If we down one,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the greatest player on the court,
mm-hmm.
and we got the ball,
I understand. But if you cut to the basket hard and you open, I have to throw you the ball.
First of all, he's under the rim.
Why I'ma let you waste all your good energy?
Cause he been wasting his good energy rest of the game.
Come on, we play basketball. George, you know when you cut hard to the basket and don't nobody pass you the ball, you like, come on, you just seen me cut so hard.
No, I understand that part. But George Hill shot 2 for 6. I wouldn't have gave him that ball.
He 40%. No.
What? I trying to look at the hunger side of that. No, dog. George Hill wasn't playing good that whole game, bro.
I didn't say he was playing good.
So
I
why
said
would you give a dude
open,
that's not playing
nigga.
Good the ball?
If you are a professional basketball player and I throw you the ball under the basket, you should make that layup, right?
If it's under
the basket. If everything
is
perfect, you should make that layup, right?
First of all, George Hill is undersized to be
but
underneath
that don't
the basket.
That don't matter. If you cut to the basket, you
no,
wide
you,
open.
No, you should make the layup.
You should make the layup.
You
that's
should
it.
Make the layup.
That's it. There's but no other arguments about that.
Game situations call for different type of plays. That's just all I'm saying. This is not the regular season, dog. This
if not you the cut middle, to the basket.
This is not the middle of the second quarter, man. This is the last He's chance a, to win.
They traded for him for those type of moments.
LeBron traded for him.
Hey.
LeBron did that. Because at the end of the day, LeBron tried to replace fucking Derrick Rose.
I would rather have D. Rose.
Thank
honest,
you.
But D. Rose be having those mental breakdowns. He be disappearing for 3-4
weeks.
George Hill
has never taken an important shot in his career.
He's a professional.
Derrick Rose is a better professional.
No,
Dwayne Wade is a better professional.
He's a better player. He's not a better professional.
Right. I mean, just because D. Rose don't show up to work don't mean that when he do his job, it's not a good job. let's be honest. Come on, dog. He struggled over there in Minnesota because he had
to
get his win back.
He played good, though, in the playoffs, though. That's old shit. But he played good against Houston.
Playoff D.
Nah, bro.
It's playoff P? We're not even going to talk about playoff P. Anyway, game two then. Well, game one, Steph went off. Let me just say these stats just so people can know. I'm not even going to get into why I think Steph Curry should have won Finals MVP. I'm not going to get into that right now. Kevin Durant went for 26 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Draymond damn near had a fucking triple-double, dog.
Mm-hmm.
13 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists with 5 steals.
Quadruple. Look who they playing against, though. Them numbers don't count.
So then,
them numbers don't matter, my nigga, for Draymond. Like, look who he played, Tristan Thompson. Like, come on, man.
So why?
If I was Draymond's height, I'll get them numbers too. Playing against them, them niggas are sorry.
Isn't Tristan taller than Draymond?
Yeah, but it's just he's better than Thompson though.
All right.
He's not better than Thompson.
I'll give it to Draymond.
That nigga like a 4-time All-Star.
Yeah, I'll give it to Draymond. I won't say
Tristan Thompson is a pure energy player.
He's a pure energy player, no doubt. Draymond hit shots. Draymond plays well.
Mm.
We're not taking nothing from Draymond. All right, Klay Thompson dropped 24 points. Steph Curry dropped 29.
Yeah, you're not going to beat no team playing like that.
You're not.
You definitely not.
But when you go into overtime, though, and you don't score for like 2 minutes straight.
They didn't score the whole overtime, but
they scored like I think because it was
like one, towards the end.
114 to 124.
They only scored 7 points in the 5-minute overtime. Like,
hey, Golden State has tremendous defense.
They was morally defeated.
The Hamilton Five, is that the name?
Hampton Five.
Whatever.
The Hamilton Five. They about to sing Broadway.
I don't know. I guess. But all right, let's jump into it. Game two. I still feel like Steph showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they dusted them cats off. Cleveland 103. Golden State 122.
Yeah, well, we knew that was going to happen.
It wasn't
we
even.
Gotta, we don't got to talk about that game.
Oh, man.
Isn't that the one KD went for 43?
Nah, KD went for 26.
Oh, it was game three.
Steph Curry went for 33, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists. Dog.
That's the one where he had the 9 threes, right?
Nah, let me see. He was, I'm looking. He was 11 for 26 from the field. That's the game. 9 3-pointers.
Yeah, he set the finals record.
And 17 attempts.
That's too many. It's too many attempts. I don't want you shoot. Like, I know it's Steph.
That's damn near 50. That's better than 50%, bro.
It is better.
That's 60%, damn near.
Something like that.
It's like 58.9.
Something, I don't know.
I don't think that's a true percentage. But I would say 58.9. 58.9% of the time.
Something like that, buddy. He set the finals record.
How he not get MVP for that, man?
Because.
Along with the assist.
He was up and down to me. His play wasn't like. They would have won that finals regardless of him, of like, if he was there or not.
I don't think. Steph is the engine to that team.
Nah. They, this year with him, nah.
Just take note. 29 the first game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
29 points the first game. Second game, 33 the second game?
Mm-hmm.
It's the nigga is averaging 30 points a game.
If it would have been a longer series, he would have won it.
Let's go to game three. Because game two, honestly, we knew Cleveland wasn't going to do it. Cleveland turned out to be stuck in the water. That's what I feel like. Game two.
They were stuck in the clay and the tar. They couldn't do nothing.
Man. Oh, man.
Water, you can still tread. You can still, you still in there.
Water.
They was stuck in the quicksand. It was over before the game started, low-key.
So here's the game three stack. Golden State, you already know. Everybody know Kevin Durant went for 43. No doubt. Okay, 43, 13 rebounds, 7 assists. All right, I give it to him. 15 out of 23.
Yeah.
6 for 9 from 3-point line.
No.
Which is great. But that don't give you the automatic, like, that game wasn't the, oh, man.
It was. He had 43.
It's four all-stars on that team.
But he's the most impactful.
One of them cats is supposed to pick up and get them buckets.
But he's the most impactful.
I give it to Draymond, most impactful.
To me, honestly, in this series, Draymond didn't do nothing, extraordinary. You know what I mean? Like,
10 points.
Because it's like their team was so much better than Cleveland that he didn't have to even really, like, he showed up because, like, that's who he is, but he didn't have to show up for them to win.
Steph Curry had 11 points, 5 rebounds.
That's why he didn't win finals MVP.
That's for one game.
KD had 43, bro.
The past two games, 29 and 33.
But even KD had 30 the first game and then 26 the second game and then 43 the third game. So it's not like his numbers don't matter. Those numbers are very critical to the success of that
game
team.
Game four, he only had 20 points. Yeah, so
they
he
blew him
dunk.
Out though. So
he
that's different dunk. Though.
Steph Curry had 37 in the blowout.
But Steph Curry,
37.
You know why those numbers don't matter?
He had tell you three why. Blocks.
So I'm gonna tell you why those
three don't steals.
You gonna keep yelling at stats, or you want me to tell you why those stats don't matter?
Hold on, and he was 7 for 15 from 3-point land.
That's cool, but I'm gonna tell you why that don't matter.
Two more 3-pointers, he would have been 9 for 17 again.
That's cool, but listen, Curry is the player that he scores in bunches, and then he really scores a lot in blowout situations. So, like, it's easy to score 37 where you're blowing a team out by 20.
He was the reason they were blowing out.
He wasn't the reason why.
If he has 37
points. It's a team
points,
game. Look.
No, no doubt. But if he has 37 points. Right.
It don't matter.
And KD,
they was gonna win that game
anyway.
Points. They was gonna win. He had a triple double though.
The nigga he throwing it to was making the shots.
Curry only had how many assists do you have? 3?
When,
like, come on.
No, Curry had like 6 assists a few games.
6 assists isn't a lot, bro.
That is more than like.
That's not a lot, bro.
Remember when you rounded numbers and they said the 5 stomach made it fall over to the 10?
No.
So this 6 automatically tumbles.
No, no, it does not.
You ever seen Scarlett takes a tumble?
Nope.
Okay, Scarlett is this big girl. She get on top of this table and she starts singing a song and then she falls. That was all of Steph Curry's shots. They was big girls falling because they was dropping right in the net. Real talk.
That's cool, bro, but...
Let me do the math. 29. Curry has
empty stats, bro.
Plus, what do you have the next game? 33? Mm-hmm. Plus, he had 10 points. Plus 37. And I divide that by 4. The man averaged 27 points a game.
Okay. Am I supposed to be impressed by that?
Yeah.
Not impressed at all.
27.
That's cool, but
KD, you know what KD averaged? Well, no. Let me do it.
You don't even want to do that.
He had 26. He had 43. We'll include that. He had 20.
You got to include
the 43. And then he had 29. Right? And if I divide that, okay, he averaged 29 points a game. He averaged more.
He's more points. In this situation, he's more impactful. That's just how I view it. Without him, that team... Is they fighting harder than they have to without KD. You feel me?
I mean, don't get me wrong.
They would have still won.
That they could win without KD.
Win?
2014.
Yeah, nah.
No, 2015.
Yeah, nah. They barely won that one, too.
Hey.
They was down in that series with just LeBron again. LeBron and Matthew Dellavedova. So, nah, bro. KD is... He deserves to be final MVP every year.
He's a dirty dog.
KD deserves it. deserves to be final
MVP. He's a scoundrel. Scoundrel.
I guess.
I don't even think that's the proper term I use, but don't worry about it. Somebody will correct me out there. Don't worry about that. Anyway, so... KD... Is he technically... The number two best player in the league right now?
He's been number two for like the last 6 years behind LeBron.
Do we not see what Steph Curry can do out here?
Curry is an amazing player. Hitting
threes.
He's an amazing player, but
from 30 feet.
He could be number three. Why I'd rather have KD than Steph Curry. I'm not going to lie to you. I can find another 6'3 guard that can shoot threes.
Not like that, though.
Okay.
Y'all let us know.
You're not going to find another KD.
You definitely not going to find... Well,
so I'd rather have KD. You can find another Steph, bro. That's just reality.
We haven't seen nobody shoot like this.
Not yet, but you think he's the only one that can shoot like that?
Well, I mean, KD... Come on, bro. Okay, if we really think about it, don't get me wrong. KD is amazing. He can handle the ball like no other.
Underrated defensively.
This is his second proven year of his defensive prowess. Like he has powers, and he definitely beyond with the defense. But Anthony Davis is KD. Nah. Can't dribble as good, but same impact.
He's not KD.
Same impact though. He can shoot threes and he's defensive.
No. He doesn't shoot. He shoots threes like a big man. He doesn't shoot threes like a wing player.
He doesn't shoot threes like a wing player. I'll give you that.
So, no, he's not.
But DeMarcus Cousins is shooting threes. Like, with the way the league is going, not like that. A big man shooting threes is no longer special. But
KD really isn't a big man, though. So, he's an anomaly.
He's 6'11". He's technically the size of a center.
Technically, but...
He doesn't play center. Right. No doubt. But with the way that the offenses are being ran, you got...
But they're not as... Anthony Davis. I get what you're saying, but they're not as efficient as Kevin Durant. So, you can put a 6'11 player out there and shoot threes, but are they going to make them at the same rate as Kevin Durant?
Kristaps Porzingis.
He doesn't make them like that, though. He can make them, but it's not... Nah.
Nigga, Caspi. Omar Caspi.
Dirk Nowitzki. Out of here with Omar Caspi.
No, I'm just
he
saying.
He has no game, bro.
These is tall players that hit threes.
There's a lot of tall players, but I'm saying as far as complete games go, Anthony Davis is the closest one, but they're still Giannis different because he's a traditional big. Giannis don't have no shot.
But he's has the same body type.
Like, if he had a shot, then I'll be like, yeah, but he can't even shoot from the
even
fucking
Kawhi
free throw
Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, like what, 6'9", though?
Kawhi, 6'8". 6'7", 6'8".
Okay. No, I get that. But all I'm saying is I think Steph is underrated in terms of, yeah, he's a unanimous MVP. Yeah, he's a two-time MVP. And yeah, he's a three-time champ. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the credit given to why their team is the way they are, you wouldn't have none of that without Steph, bro. Y'all not even – I don't think KD coming. I don't think they win the first championship or even getting past the Clippers without Steph that year.
I guess. I love Steph, bro, but it's not like...
Top. Okay, so if we had to do... And y'all let us know. Please, you know, hit us up, DM, at us on whatever platform, Facebook, Instagram, social media. If you want to hit us up on the Twitter, of course, you know, definitely do that. If you want to even email us, you can email us at theoccasionalhooper, you feel me, at gmail.com. You can definitely do that. Check us out on YouTube, too. Leave a comment and just let us know. Who are your top 10 athletes? If we could do it like that, you know, y'all can get way, way in detail with it. But we just going to focus on this top five. LeBron, of course, number one.
Mm-hmm.
By default, KD get number two. But who's the next three? Because I'm not about to exclude Steph like that.
I wasn't going to exclude him. I'm just going to rate him properly.
Because we still else. Got Kawhi. We still got Anthony Davis.
He's injured, so it's like, are you just rating him off of what he's done or what he's doing right now? So
if we're going off what somebody doing right now,
then he's not going to be in it. But
we can't even say Kyrie then.
I wasn't going to say Kyrie top five.
Anyway. Even though Kyrie could be top five. He can score on anybody. He dropped 40 in the finals.
That's cool, but he's not top five, though. It's like three other point guards that are technically better than him.
He would put jelly on it. Who? As a point guard or as a scorer?
At his position.
Okay. Well, then that's... No.
Russell, Curry, Harden.
Is Russell better than...
I would rather have Kyrie, but I'm just saying Russell's been MVP and he's averaged a triple-double 2 years in a row. So, by default, he's going to automatically be over Kyrie just off of, you feel me?
Status.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we really be honest.
I would rather have Kyrie.
But that championship matter more than that MVP.
I was just thinking about overall game. I wasn't even looking at everything else. I'd just rather have Kyrie.
But who would be another point guard? Because, I mean, look, I don't want to escape the top five conversation, but who would be another point guard outside of Russell that you can truly say, I'm looking at the scoring aspect of a point guard. Because even with being a top five player, you got to be able to score. Like, the name of the game is score. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie. There's not a lot of defensive players who are in the top five or the top 10. Unless you can score.
Mm-hmm.
And Kawhi and Giannis are the only two. Maybe Jimmy and Klay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think they would be in the top 10.
You're a top 10 player.
Jimmy and Klay? Top 10? Nah.
I don't like how Jimmy Butler plays, but he's a top 15. I get what you're saying. He's not top 10. Yeah, he's like, top 20, top 15, top 20.
Because at the end of the day, Damian Lillard.
I like he forgot is, about him.
That.
But I'll still pick three other point guards above him, though.
Above Damian?
Curry, Russell, Kyrie. He's number four, to be 100% honest.
Okay, because I'm really talking about scoring point guards. Now, Russ can score, but when I think about who's going to be consistent and who's going to take a good shot, I give Damian over Russ.
I got you.
Feel me?
Okay.
Damian over Russ. I even, with all honesty, Chris Paul, as old as he may be, James Harden not a real point guard.
He's not.
He's a shooting guard.
That's why I say air quotation.
Right, okay, I respect that. Quote. Y'all let us know, too, about the whole James Harden point guard thing. I mean, he's a tweener because he's in
between.
Well,
he's back being the shooting guard because Chris Paul is on the team. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like Chris Paul, he's proven this year that he can score tremendously. Not that we ever questioned it.
I never questioned
it. But his ability to hit shots in clutch times.
Chris Paul about to be out of here in about 3 years, though, so.
He on his last leg. We
gotta
give
literally
him
is on his last
he
leg.
He can be in the top five point guards.
That hamstring keep going out on his ass.
He
that
ain't boy, made for that, playoff
that
competition.
Man, that man on that flat tire right now.
He ain't made for playoff competition. Not that he can't compete. It's just his body won't allow him to get past that third stage. I mean, for real. It's his first time out of the conference, out of the semifinals into the conference finals, you know? You gotta, look at that as just.
If he would have played, though, they would have beat Golden State.
I called it. Even though, you know what, y'all? I apologize to the world. You know what I'm saying? Smooth Johnson was wrong. We did not get the Celtics versus the Rockets in the finals.
That's what you predicted, nigga.
That's what I predicted.
I knew it was going to be Cavs and Warriors.
It is what it is. I can
this
take
is
it.
Documented.
It is documented. I don't care. I got my beliefs and I have my beliefs.
But they would have beat the Warriors though if Chris Paul wouldn't have popped his tire.
So is a point guard in the top five?
Steph,
remember,
would have to be in the top five. He would probably be number.
Is he
five.
Number four or okay? I was gonna say is he number four or number five because Anthony Davis got to be number three.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis could take over a game and literally he changes the whole aspect of the game.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I mean, another cat who I feel is great, but he needs to show me more. Joel Embiid, man.
He's still young.
He is still young, but he's, the dude can
when
hit
I say
threes.
When I say young, I'm not even talking about his age. I'm just talking about his maturity level.
Okay, to even say if he could be in the top five of right now. Because we're really looking at on right now. I'm talking about no injuries. I'm talking about who putting up buckets, who ended off good
this
in the playoffs.
This is like his first year being healthy.
Right, and he dominated, though.
He played good. I mean, I guess that's his personality being like a fun loving dude. But if he could like, I mean, I'm not even going to say that because on the court he don't play, like he plays serious. So I can't even say, like I can't say nothing bad about him being immature. So I'll take that back. He's immature off the court, but on the court, he's extremely focused. He wants to win.
So who would...
But he's not top five, though.
He's not top five.
He's going to be top five later on, like once his game
so
matures.
So who's number three? Anthony Davis. Number four?
I guess Curry could be four.
Well, Kawhi dropped to number five.
Yeah, I put Kawhi at five. I was low-key thinking Giannis. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's what I'm saying. Giannis is...
But I give it to Kawhi just off of the respect. I know he was injured this year, but just off of what he's done, he could get number five.
Okay. I mean, that's not bad. I mean, Giannis took the Bucks to where they shouldn't have been.
Yeah, that's what, not like that's that, what great but real players talk. Do. They wasn't supposed to... I mean, I feel like they were supposed to make the playoffs, but they could have easily missed the playoffs, too.
I mean, yeah.
And it wouldn't have been his fault because they fired Jason Kidd halfway through the season. They had a terrible interim coach. The team is sorry. Bledsoe never showed
up.
Thank you.
It
was like so many
things.
And he came and played hard every night and averaged like 27 this year without being able to shoot the fucking basketball.
So where does James Harden fall in that? Is he in the number six? Because... If we giving it to Steph in the top five...
I mean, he is this year's MVP.
Is he? Yeah.
He's going to win it. They're going to give it to him because...
Are they giving it to these cats because, like, out of like, oh, okay, they had their turn, now it's his... You know what I mean?
Look, that's what it feel like. I'm not going to lie to you.
Because some of these dudes, I'm not going to lie to you. If you could win again, you should be able to get it again. And that's what I feel like.
Nah, they just getting... It's just at this point, it's like LeBron could have honestly been MVP this year. KD could have honestly been MVP this year. But James Harden really had a really good regular season. So
are they giving it because of last year, his regular season? And he's been
I think he had a better season this year. And he was, you know,
the fact that Russell averaged a triple-double this year discredits his MVP?
Nah.
Because I feel like they only gave Russell the MVP because he averaged.
But then last year he didn't have nobody though.
True.
Like KD was gone. It wasn't no Paul George last year. It wasn't no Carmelo with him last year.
Playoff P.
It was just all Russell by himself, and everybody else was, you know, role players. So
playoff
he deserved
P.
his MVP, and he took him to the playoffs.
He definitely did. I mean.
But this year wasn't like him averaging.
He got put out what the first round by the Rockets
last year. I'm sure I remember.
Or was that second round?
They lost the first round last year. I don't remember who they played last year. I know this year they lost to Utah.
They lost to Utah.
Yeah, this year.
Oh no, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, we could get into the rookies most definitely. I mean, like. Top five rookies in the playoffs, and it was a lot of rookies in the playoffs this year.
Jason Tatum, number one.
Donovan Mitchell, I might give it to. Donovan Mitchell went up against Russell Westbrook.
Jason Tatum dunked on LeBron.
And he turned around and went up against Golden State.
They didn't play Golden State. They played
the Rockets.
They played the Rockets and they played Oklahoma City.
Oh, he.
He balled. James Harden and Tatum. Tatum.
What about Simmons? I feel like
Simmons disappeared in the second round. And not disappeared in a bad way, but it's like they took him out of it. They took him out of his game.
Yeah.
Boston took him out of his game, so he wasn't as effective as he could have been.
You can't put.
He still was good though for his first playoff and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
Not having a jump shot is just like.
Yeah.
He got to figure something. He needs to get him a jump hook or something. You know what I mean?
Our mid-range kill, man.
He can't shoot at all. It's like nasty.
Ben Simmons,
like,
mid-range it up, bro. Paul Pierce, like, made a career off of hitting a mid-range shot.
It's nasty,
shots.
Though. Like, when you shoot, it's like nasty.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Who else was in the playoffs as a rookie? Quinn Cook. Or is that Jordan Bell? One of them is a rookie.
Jordan Bell is a rookie.
All right, Jordan Bell, get a ring, dog.
He didn't really play a lot.
He got a ring, man.
That's okay. If I was on that team, I would have got a ring, too.
JaVale McGee, look at you in the flesh.
Yeah, come on now. Like, being on a good team and getting a ring don't mean that you did anything special.
Hey, man, somebody got to practice against the world champs to make the world champs better.
Hey, my nigga.
Somebody got to go. Every day in practice against KD and Steph and get crossed up and get eyed and still come back the next day and say that's my teammate.
That's what's up, man, but still.
Without him getting crossed up and eyed, that's KD's and Steph's practice for when they go against the other players. Who else going to be the punching bag for Klay Thompson?
Sean Livingston?
Not Sean. You know, Sean is on the blue team when they do blue team versus white team.
Got you.
It's only the rookies. It's probably Nick Young over there.
Why Nick Young been in the league like over 10 years?
I know, but he on, you know, Nick is on some, you know, he childish. So he over there, Quinn Cook, Jordan Bell, Looney.
Oh, damn.
And they threw in David West. They was like, West, go help them out. And Livingston, KD, Steph, Draymond, and Klay. I ain't even bring up Bigger Dollar.
Oh, man.
Like, they just running through them. So if they didn't get ran through every game,
man, I follow that nigga Swaggy P on Instagram. I'm gonna be so tired of this nigga this summer because every day is nigga. I'm a champion.
Hey,
like, oh my god,
he a Swaggy champ.
That nigga, man. Oh.
Finals P, you feel me?
Oh my god,
not playoff P, finals
nigga,
P,
championship P now.
Championship P. Hey man, I look. Shout outs to Nick. The occasional Hooper himself.
I'm sorry for that nigga when he on Phoenix Suns next year.
Oh, man. They're getting rid of him.
I don't think he coming back to the Warriors, dog. That nigga going to be somewhere else.
He go get that veteran contract with a championship, and he be a good veteran. Well, nah, Nick Young.
Nick Young is not. Yeah, that nigga like 32. He still act like he 18 years old. That nigga got two kids. His baby mama, semi-wife now. That nigga just said, fuck it, I might as well be with you.
Nick is a kid forever. Shout out to Nick Young.
Hey, that man. Shout out to that man.
I'm proud of him, man. Real young LA prospect.
When you retarded, you're not supposed to make it this far. We all know that
Ladies
Nick Young is a little slow.
We retarded is strong, strong.
We all know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say retarded, but we all know that Nick Young is mentally handicapped and he was in remedial classes
Nick
in
Young
high school.
Was.
We all know Nick Young was a 6-year senior. Like, come on.
Hey, man, he went to USC, though.
He was a 20-year-old freshman. Like, they wonder why his numbers were so good. Yeah, nigga, he's super grown. Like,
he was comfortable with his game.
Hell yeah.
Playing against them kids.
That nigga averaged like 30 in high school. Like, nigga was 19 in the 12th grade. My nigga, yeah, he gonna average 30, my nigga.
Hey, man,
everybody else
know.
Is 17. Like, you got your grown man strength and shit. Like, come on,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're posting him up like he really
can. Dunking on everybody like, Nick, you 28 years old.
Nick, you played against Jordan Farmore, dog. What you doing?
Hey, come on, like, Nick. You 32 years old in high school, buddy. You're like,
hey man, playoff P, man, Swaggy P. Now playoff P.
That's
is
Paul George.
P, Paul George.
Yeah.
Is Paul George coming to the Lakers?
I think so.
Is LeBron coming?
I think so.
LeBron and Paul, who we trading?
We not trading nobody.
Wow, we just
we can sign
get that?
Him. Yeah, we got the cap room. We could just sign him too. But the only thing about it is we can't bring back Julius Randle.
I heard we was though.
I'm saying far as financial reasons, because Julius won, he won a big contract. He want like 80 mil or something crazy like that.
80 mil for what? Like 5 years?
For like four or something. Nah, like that.
That's too many.
That's how the contracts work now.
He need 80.
I'll give Julius Randle $80 million over 80 years.
That's a cold contract. At least
Magic Johnson had a $25 million contract for 25 years. His first contract with the Lakers.
Well, that's because $1 million was a lot of money.
It was, but then
that $1 million was like $100 million.
Obviously, he couldn't play 25 years, so that turned into him having ownership in the Lakers and shit. Shout out to Jerry Buss for that.
Man, shout out to Jerry Buss.
I would give Julius Randle an $80 million contract over 80 years.
Nah, Juju could get $80 million for 7.
If they still had contracts like that, cool. But they
$80 million for 7 ain't bad. That's
they
cool.
Don't go like the contracts on the longest you can get is 5 now. Because every year, every collective bargaining agreement, they shorten the contracts and get more money.
Man, Ju, I just gave you $11.5 million low key a year. You ain't making $11.5 million.
I mean,
right now,
he could. He can go somewhere else, man.
He could, but see,
we don't really need him, to be honest.
Do we know if
what do we mean? If we get LeBron and Paul, what the fuck do we need Julius Randle for?
Come off the bench.
Not, who needs to come off the bench? Lonzo gonna start, Brandon Ingram gonna start, Paul George, LeBron, and then whoever the fuck the center is.
Brooke Lopez.
No, we ain't bringing him back. So it's gonna be Zubac.
Damn, Thomas Bryant.
It's gonna be
and then
somebody.
Our bench gonna be Kuzma, Josh Hart.
Mm-hmm. We got 2 draft picks this year that they're gonna
Travis Ware.
They not bringing it. Those is the D-League niggas. They not gonna bring none of them other
That's
niggas.
Why we need Randle, because honestly, outside of that, who do we have?
We got Josh Hart and Kuzma. We don't need Randle if we got them two. We're going to sign some other players.
It's
they gonna
only
make
7 people.
They're
going to
make it. So, that's Mike D'Antoni only played 7 players
and
in the playoffs. Hey, he still did it. It don't matter if they lost.
We want to be better than Mike D'Antoni.
I'm just saying.
I'm on Phil
Jackson's side. We don't need Julius Randle if we get LeBron and Paul George.
Because
Brandon Ingram is going to be another year better. He been in the gym this whole time, dog, since the season ended. You thinking it already put on like 25 pounds or some crazy shit like that.
Well,
and he already had a shot.
Julius Randle was like 3% body fat coming into the league.
Julius Randle played like a football player.
First of all,
on the court.
He's the only person
he played prison basketball.
DeMarcus Cousins.
He's not the only person that'll fight DeMarcus.
No, that we know.
I don't personally know Julius.
I know, I don't either, but.
So,
well,
I'm not
from what
say
I've
that.
Seen on the court, he hopped in DeMarcus' face.
That's cool, man. Draymond hopped in
he
his
scored,
face. Too.
He scored on DeMarcus.
I don't want Julius Randle no more, dog.
So, you're going to get rid of Julius
if we don't,
DeMarcus?
If,
hey, you think we can get DeMarcus?
Do you want him on that?
Yeah.
On that Achilles?
DeMarcus,
I'll take him. I'm not
Paul George.
We can't
LeBron
get all 3
team?
Of them. We gonna then that's gonna be like niggas gonna have to get traded and shit. Like I want to keep Lonzo and Brandon Ingram.
We can trade.
I don't care about I don't care about nobody else. I just want them two. And then
you
we
don't care
just,
about Kuzma.
Kuzma cool. He was a surprise. I didn't know he was gonna play like that. But now I know he got trade value. So it's like,
hey, we can
he
trade
averaged
him
17. So it's like, all right, we could get a first round pick for that nigga. Most definitely.
Well, you know what it is. This is all basketball talk. Shout out to y'all. Good looking out. Came through. Listened up. Played it back. If you need to, follow us at The Occasional Hoopers. We on Instagram again. I'm your host, Smooth Johnson. You already know. You can find me. I'll be missing the action. You know, I'm Mr. MIA. So, if you looking for me, you'll find me. But, shit, we gonna end it like that. And then, we're going to jump into it next week. Y'all stay tuned for it. Show your love, The Occasional Hoop. Let's get it.
We out. Peace.